We now leave the studios of XM Satellite Radio in the nation's capital for a special broadcast from Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner.
Friday Night 50! From Hollywood to New York and everywhere you go, the diner's serving up Daddy Dave's pure gold on your radio. Everybody ready to eat. Let's go!
Fuller music, that's it. Slow down, slow down. It was take a slow walk. How about the walk of Whistling Blue? Les Paul, Mary Ford, the Walkin' and Whistlin' Blues, and Daddy Dave's Hollywood.
That's
what I said. Daddy! Daddy Dave Wood, that's my name. And the game is rock and roll's greatest oldies, the most obscure that you haven't heard in 40 years. We do it right here from Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner on Friday nights. And we're glad that you're listening in. DaveWood.com is how you send us those cards and letters like we used to do in the old days. A lot of music lined up for you here tonight on this particular night. Also, we want to say hello to Janice and Bob out in Spokane, Washington. You wrote to say you haven't heard enough of Jack Scott. Neither have I, and it's all coming from...
The Diner!
Hello, you out there.
True, true, true love. That's what I'm searching for. True, true, true love. That's what I'm hurting for. Whoop, well, there she go.
Wah.
Tell me, can it be?
Wah.
This is the baby.
Wah.
That's meant for me.
Wah.
Got a funny feeling, a very funny feeling, as she passed my side. No more blue nights, all true lights. Now she's by my side. True, true, true love. Ah, that's her I know. True, true, true love. Feeling a very funny feeling as she passed my side. No more blue nights, all true nights. Now she's by my side. Say true, true love. Oh, that's her I know. True, true, true love. I love her so. True, true, true love. True, true, true love.
Everybody, Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner. I was here sweeping up the joint on January 1, New Year's Day, and you know, having my my after New Year's Eve wake up call with my vinegar water and lemon juice, and the phone rings, and guess what? From the West Coast, Gretchen Christopher of the Fleetwoods is calling me to wish me a happy New Year. She gave me a great announcement. I said recently that she is going to call the Diner Show and let us know what that announcement is. Gretchen, are you on the phone with me tonight?
I am. Yes, yes.
You're sounding good.
Well, thank you.
What is this wonderful news that we want to share with the audience?
Yes, I got this news just a day or two before Christmas. It was Fred Bronson of Billboard magazine. He's a columnist and a critic. It is the Billboard Critics Picks of 10 best albums of 2007, and that includes Gretchen Christopher's Gretchen's Sweet 16.
So your album that you produced and have been working on for about 3 years ended up on Billboard's top 10 picks for 2007.
Yeah, for 10 best albums of 2007, that's right, which is just marvelous.
You know, what I want to do at this moment in the diner is people are anxious to hear what's on that album, and I'm going to play the cut that I like best. I mean, I got my favorites. Let's face it. I can have favorites. You can't because they're all your kids, but I can have a favorite. Mine is right here. Let's listen to it, and then I'm going to tell a little story about it.
Okay.
Doobie-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, and doobie-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, and doobie-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, and doobie-doo-dum-dum. Dum doo dum doo be doo dum
softly, darling
doo be doo.
Come softly, darling
doo be doo.
Come softly, darling
doo be doo.
Come softly, darling
doo be
softly, darling, come to me, stay. You're my obsession forever and a day.
So tight and doo-be-doo all through the night. And
I speak softly, darling, hear what I say. I love you always, always, always.
I've waited, waited so long and doo-be-doo for your kisses and your love and doo-be-doo. To me and do be from above to be do.
Come
I
softly,
want you to
darling,
know and do be do.
Come
I
softly,
love, I love
darling,
you so and do be do.
Come
I need you so much and do be do. Wanna feel your
softly,
warm touch and do be do. Dum dum, dum do dum and do be do. Dum dum, dum do dum.
You know, Gretchen, if I were driving down the road and I heard that song on the radio, they would catch my attention if I was the average listener and never have been in this business. I would say, wow, that sounds like they might have remastered the old standard Come Softly to Me from out of the 50s. But you have a different explanation of that. It's not really Gretchen and Barbara and Gary. It's Gretchen, Gretchen, and Gretchen.
That's right.
Oh, how did you do this?
Well, of course, I'm doing this album called Gretchen Sweet 16, which is 16 sweet, soulful songs that I've written, including the first two hits I wrote or co-wrote, Come Softly to Me, and Graduation's Here. And but this is my first solo CD, and so although there is some harmony in it, which I'm doing myself, well, and I had my new Fleetwood person here, we just did Las Vegas the weekend before Thanksgiving, he so wanted to sing on the album, and so I did have him do the wow do dum do dum do dum do da di da di dum on Graduation's Here. But on, let's see, I was in Texas when I recorded Come Softly to Me, and the engineer had said, I have two perfect people for you to sing Barbara and Gary's parts. And so I went back there and I said, well, you know, I really don't need somebody to sing Barbara's part. I can do that myself. And then as I got in the studio, I said, I want to try singing Gary's part, because I had done it in a studio in Olympia on a very warm day with a very excellent mic that would pick up my soft singing without my having to strain for notes or anything, in this case low notes. So that's what I did. I ended up singing all three parts.
That's amazing.
In about an hour. And what's amazing too is that I sang all of those parts within the same hour, very high and a very low, because it's not something that you can just jump from being a soprano to being a tenor or a baritone. But that's what I did.
How do we get a hold of this album? Where do we go to find this to buy it?
Goldcupmusic.com. And that will take you directly to the order page where you can hear samples of every one of the 16 songs. And also GretchenChristopher.com. Also TheFleetwoods.com. Or just plain Fleetwoods.com.
What does this year hold for you in performances? I know you headlined a show in November in Las Vegas, but what, you know, let's think of the future. What are you going to be doing in 08?
Wow. Yeah, last week it was direct from Las Vegas to Olympia, Washington, where I performed a 45-minute show of Gretchen Sweet 16. Well, it was between 45 and an hour. And performed the songs and the story that goes with it, that the story that it portrays, and it was a huge hit.
Well, what that story portrays is the long-lost love between you and Vaz. your friend from the past who is no longer in the past.
Oh, right. After 40 years apart and all these Fleetwood's hits and my actually getting married and raising children and after 14 years of marriage being divorced and then out on my own making my living in the arts, his mother sent an article to him, to Boz, who wasn't in my mind even, and I didn't even know that she lived in Olympia, and sent this article to California. He read it and read that I was teaching dance at the Evergreen State College in Olympia, and he sent a letter there. And we started corresponding and dating long distance between California and Olympia, flying back and forth between Orange County and Seattle. And now we're together again after 40 years apart.
40 years apart, together again, and now what? What's going on this weekend that's kind of special?
Oh, it's Boz's birthday. We won't say which one. But I'm 16, and he was 2 years older. Does that make him 18?
Mm-hmm, sure does.
Okay.
Counting on my fingers and toes, yeah.
Right.
What would you like to play for Boz for his birthday as we close out tonight?
Oh, Sweet 16, because it tells the entire story of our relationship. And I wrote it as the title song for this album.
When I was 16, you were 18, the older man in my life. We fell in love for the very first time. Who knew it would last all your life? I went my way, pursued all my dreams, reached the unreachable star. Left you behind, never looked back, never dreamed you still loved from afar. Then decades later, you wrote me a letter. It reached me the month of my birthday, 1,000 miles away. You'd lived 40 years, yet somehow your soul was still thirsty. Months later we met, reread our old yearbooks, the history of our love affair. Tasted the kisses and toasted the moment, slept separately, still unaware. If your burning love could rekindle my own, and somehow my flame would be lit. I cried as I thanked you for making it right. After all of these years, I felt it. Now I'm Sweet 16, you're my older man, like a couple of kids from the past. Laughter and love make our lives like a movie. Could our first love become our last? Yes, I'm Sweet 16, you're my older man, but not just the same as before. No more, Mr. Blue, you've come softly to me, so our first love could grow.
From Hollywood to New York, they're rocking to the Daddy Daves. Dinosaurs. stone. Will cause you pain. Although you love them, they'll stop you just the same. You can ask them, please. Please, please, please pray. And all of your love is there to take. But they'll say no.
Oh, boy. You know, sometimes we do things on the show that people like. Really, I'm not kidding you. What points this out is Chris Reynolds sent us a letter from Oklahoma and said, Danny Dave, I really liked what you did recently. And it really goes back to August of last year when a lady from Japan visited the diner. And she and I sat down and had some fun when she translated sukiyaki. Mitsuko Owa from Nagano, Japan. Her rendition of that translation just thrilled people. We got so much mail about that. People saying, when will you do this again? We're going to do it now. Let's go back and revisit when Mitsuko visited the diner back in August last year. We actually repeated this in November, but people still like to hear it. That's what I like to do, is what people like to do. Let's go back and visit with Mitsuko. Oh, busy night here at the diner tonight.
Hi, Papa Davey.
What did you say?
Hi, Papa Davey.
I'm sorry, I'm Daddy Dave.
Hi, Papa Davey.
Trixie, bring that young lady over here to me, please.
Oh.
Daddy Dave wants you to sit beside him in the big booth.
Okay.
And what is your name?
Oh, my name is Mitsuko.
Oh, beautiful name.
Yes, sir.
But you called me Papa Davey.
Yes, I did.
But I'm not Papa Davey. I'm Daddy Dave.
Oh, you might be the Daddy Dave to everybody, but you are my Papa Davey.
Why is that?
Because you are very sexy to me.
Your face is red,
and
Dad.
Red as the rising sun. Trixie, get Nurse Jackie over here. I believe Mitsuko needs a complete eye exam. Mitsuko, a very unusual name.
Yes, my name is Mitsuko. You should remember my name.
Oh, I'm not likely to forget that name here. Where are you from?
I'm from Japan.
Well, konnichiwa, Mitsuko.
Yes, konnichiwa, Papa Davey.
Well, what brings you to Papa Davey's? I mean, Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner.
I've heard that Hollywood Diner in Japan is so much fun, so I just came to see you.
Well, I'm glad you're here tonight.
Oh, good.
Would you like to say hello to your friends and family back home?
Oh, can I do that? Can I speak to them in Japanese?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, everybody. No, this is English.
That's
I'm
English,
sorry.
Hon.
Hi, Otosan, Okasan. Minna no atashi no tomodachi genki desu ka? Atashi wa imu Papa Dave no studio ni imasu.
All right, okay, what did you say?
I said to them, hello, my parents. Hi, my mom and my dad. And to my friend, I'm in a Hollywood diner with Papa Davey.
Okay, well, why did you come all the way over here to the diner?
Because I can be with you and I can see you in face.
Like I said, a wasted trip and you do need glasses. All right, let's get you something here.
Okay.
Trixie.
What
okay.
is it, Mitsuko? What do you want, honey? Hurry up,
okay.
because I don't have all night. Hurry up.
Oh, my goodness. She's
what are we
so...
having?
Oh, okay. Can I have some beer here?
Beer?
Huh?
No.
You must mean a root beer.
Oh, okay. I will take that.
You want a root beer float?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. That's all? Don't you want something to eat, honey?
Oh, I don't need to eat that. You know, look at me. I'm small.
Well, you are small, but you need a little meat on those bones.
Oh.
No cheeseburger.
No fries. French fries. That'd be great. Yes.
Okay, brown cow and fries. That's it.
Yeah.
What do you want, Dad?
I believe a cold shower.
Yeah, right. What? You got him flustered, girl. Keep it up.
Okay, I'll go.
All right, Mitsuko, let's make it worth your while. How about requesting a song?
Okay, this is kind of an old song, but I think it's 1963. From that time, and his name is Kyu Sakamoto.
Oh, yeah, went all the way to number one here in the States.
Okay, do you know the name?
Yeah, Sukiyaki.
Sukiyaki? No, I don't know the song.
What do you call it?
I want to request to you, 上を向いて歩こう。
That's what you call it?
Yes, that's what you call in Japan.
No wonder we called it sukiyaki.
You guys call it sukiyaki instead of 上を向いて歩こう?
All right, Mitsuko, do me a favor.
Yes.
In fact, the whole XM nation who loves sukiyaki but never knew the translation, would you translate it for us?
Mm-hmm, I will.
Yeah, but first, you've got to put a nickel in the record machine, okay?
Okay.
I look up when I walk down the street all alone. So tears will not wet my cheeks as I walk alone. I remember the spring days I spent with you. But now every night I'm left all alone. I look up when I walk down the street all alone. I count the glowy stars with my tearful eyes. I remember the summer days I spent with you. But now, every night, I'm left all alone. I hope for happiness beyond the clouds. I hope for happiness high up in the sky. I look up when I walk down the street all alone. So tears will not wet my cheeks as I walk along. With tears in my eyes, I walk along. I walk along the street all alone.
Mitsuko?
Yes, sir.
That is great.
Oh, good.
Let's just enjoy that root beer float, sit back and relax and hear the rest of it, okay?
Okay.
Mitsuko, I don't believe there is a dry eye in the house.
You
did such a wonderful job. Mitsuko, everybody, she did a wonderful job, did she not? Holy love you.
Thank you, everybody.
And that's the first time we've listened for decades to this record. That's the first time I heard a translation of those lyrics by Kyu Sakamoto, who unfortunately we lost in a plane crash.
That's right.
Many years ago. And we thank you for coming by. And
thank you, too.
Mitsuko. And by the way, you're part of the Wall of Fame of the Hollywood Diner. All they got to do is, go to davewood.com, push on the diner button, select the photo gallery, and they'll see Mitsuko.
Wow. Do I look okay today?
Well, you look real good.
Good.
They'll love you, that's for sure. Thanks, Mitsuko.
Thank you, Baba Davey.
Who?
Papa Davey.
I like that.
Oh, brother.
Take
bam, 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 bam. Hey, got a nice email from Catherine Gordon in Appleton, Wisconsin. Wants to hear this from Cy Zentner.
Next of kin.
I know we pride ourselves on reaching into the oldies and grabbing that obscure stuff, but boy, when you got something like this, a massive hit, 8 weeks at number one, and that's Gogie Grant, The Wayward Wind. That's the way we like to do it, Trixie, right?
You betcha.
And this one from a listener in Miami, Florida. Hello, Clarence. He wanted to hear this. Now, this is rare stuff by the Fireballs. This is called Torque. Yeah, speaking of obscure,
the Collector's Corner.
When's the last time you heard Connie Francis singing in German, huh?
Große Kindheit
I understood every word of that. Yeah. Okay, I want to say hello to Bob Richards. Actually, his name is Bob Foster. He's a marketing consultant for a healthcare advertising agency in Cedar Falls, Iowa, who sent me a note. He's an old radio buddy of mine. We used to kind of work together. He used to be the voice of Thunder on the Ohio. Whenever a local radio station would call the Great Thunderboat Races. Done a couple of those myself in Miami, Florida. But Bob could do it better. I want to say hello to Bob. And what else going on here? Thank you for this email, CC. Do we have anything like... Oh, yeah, your favorite. You're something by Jerry Lee Lewis.
You're right, I'm left, she's gone. You're right, I'm left all alone. You tried to tell me so, but fools are blind, you know. And Lord, that a woman was always fooling me. You told me all along. You're right, my love was so wrong. But now at last I find it was your love all the time that lived deep inside my memory. I thought I knew just what you'd do, but I guess I'm not so smart. Trying to tell me all along that you'd only break my heart. I'm left, she's gone. You're right, the killer's left all alone. She's gone for goodness time. Thank God she's off my mind. And now the baby's coming back for more. Hang it in, killer. You try to tell me all along that you'd only break Jerry's heart. You're right, I'm left, she's gone. You're right, I'm left all alone. She's gone for goodness time. Thank God she's off my mind. And now, baby, I'm coming back to you. Mama, I'm running back to you.
Well, it was March of 1962, Nashville Studio B Recording Studios, when Elvis stepped up to the mic and did something that was recorded then but released 3 years later as a single. It was in the movie Tickle Me. This is Elvis, and Such an Easy Question.
Get an answer. Tell me, will you or won't you need me? Such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? All you do is give a sigh and beat around the bush. Can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little push? Can you, or can you
tell me? Yes,
it's such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? Give a sigh and beat around the bush. Can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little push? Can you, or can't you? it such an easy question? Why can't I get an answer? Oh yeah, it's such an easy answer to such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer?
The Hollywood Diner.
Hello, my name is Claudette from Canada. It's Peter here from Australia. Hi, this is Sue Harmon here. We're listening to you on our computer. We're in London.
Yeah, we can dig it. They're listening in from all over the world to what Dick Clark once said was America's most unusual oldie show here on XM's 50s on 5. Hi, this is Daddy Dave Wood as we flash back to a musical moment frozen in time. Car Hop Cuties, Trixie, Nadine, Cookie Sue are here.
Hey, Daddy Dave, here's a stack of emails for you.
Hey, we love hearing from you, too, at davewood.com. Let us know where you were cruising during your glory days of the birth of rock and roll. Then listen Friday nights at 11 Eastern and Saturday afternoons at 4 Eastern.
Now take this.
Nothing quite like it. Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner.
Yeah, let's all rock together.
The Diner.
Can I take your order?
You know, P.T. Barnum might have said, there's a sucker born every minute. I believe there's a fool born every second.
Gathered round these buddies, hold your glasses high and drink to a fool, a crazy fool who told his baby goodbye. He's found, he loves her so much, he wants to die. But drink to a fool, a crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. He needs her, he needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's found a new love buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool. Told my baby goodbye. He needs her, he needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's fine, love buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told my baby goodbye. Who told my baby goodbye. Who told baby.
Hey, let me hear from you, davewood.com. That's how you send us cards and letters in this modern day. Trixie, Nadine, Cookie Sue, everybody would love to hear from you. We're going to hear from the pride and joy of Central City, Kentucky.
Daddy remembers
1957.
Our friends is when they say, ooh la la, wake up, pretty Susie.
mama that you'd be inviting. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. We gotta go home. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? Well, what are we gonna tell your pop? Well, what are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little
All right, we've been saving the best for last. When CC handed me this letter from a listener in Watertown, New York, I kind of did a double take until I read it all. Lisa says she and her husband, Bob, believe this is their favorite gospel song. Well, this so-called gospel song wasn't what they called it back in February of 53 when Columbia Records released it. She says when you understand it all, when you understand all 66 books of the Bible, it's crystal clear what the song says. And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, I think I'll add, too, when you understand the 81 verses of the Tao Te Ching, when you understand the 365 lessons in A Course in Miracles, and when you understand the law of attraction from The Secret, it's clear what Lisa means when Frankie Lane sings,
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, see the sky, then I know why I believe.
Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner is a registered trademark of Daddy Dave Wood. The show is produced by the fun-loving talent team of National Talent Association Recording Studios. Send us your requests or show comments to DaveWood.com.
Well, I'm going away, baby.
Yeah, you bet. My Silver Eagle's coming to take me home. And thanks to the real brains behind this operation, my music director, C.C. Ryder. Music specialist, Jerry Smith. These folks kind of make things happen. So does Charlene Finch, my co-producer, and Grace Strange and Carrie Gray. Officer Ned for Law and Order, Nurse Jackie to keep us all well for after eating here. Rocco, Byron Zent, Luke Cole Productions, y'all cash it in and really making this thing happen here. I'm sorry the pay can't be better. Special effects from my hero and champion Daniel Wayne Sander, archivist Big Nettie Herman. Thank you, Gretchen Christopher from the Fleetwoods, for calling us, letting us know about that Billboard Award. Mitsuko Owa from Japan, thank you again for stopping by.